Hello, hello, everybody. It is 3 p.m. It is Monday here on WMEC Digital College Park. And you know what that means. For the last time this semester, it is a still be time. But of course, before we get started, I have to play a little message for you guys. Here we go.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world. And TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
All right, guys. It's crazy. It's the end of the semester. It's our season two finale, and it is our March-April release recap. I'm really excited. Like, I'm glad that everything, like, the stars aligned for this to be our last show, because it made it easy for me to plan a finale. Like, I feel like for something, like, as big personally to me creatively as Astilbe has been, I feel like I would have been, like, hard-pressed to find, like, a finale that I would have been proud of in terms of, like, just, like, thematically. But having it be a release recap is, like, easy and safe while not necessarily being too boring. Like, I get that it's just another release recap, but at least I can talk to you about some of the new hot music that I've been listening to the past 2 months, which, in essence, is what this show is all about. Talking to you guys and putting you on to some of the hot new music of today. So, of course, we have to go back to the origins of this show, the goal of this show, which is to highlight underground internet rap music. And there, it's hard, you'd be hard-pressed to find a very, an artist more influenced by the internet and more pushed forward on the internet today than Slayer. And, of course, I'm talking about his Half-Blood Deluxe, aka Bloodlux, that dropped, I want to say, yeah, the first week of March, which, okay, personally, I am a much bigger fan of the original Half-Blood album. Like, I think that album front to back is kind of insane, and I'm glad to see that Power 4 is back, but, yeah, Bloodlux kind of leaned a little too far in the direction of, like, a lot of the stuff that I like that he messes with, like, for example, the electronic music and the drops. Like, I find that stuff cool, but to me, it kind of gets to a point. And, like, for example, like, I know, like, one of the big songs off of that album is Died But Came Back, but personally, I'm not really a big fan of that song. But there are still some songs that highlight, what, in my opinion, his biggest strength, which is his melodic ability and his songwriting ability and how he can write a tune that kind of sticks in your head so well. And the first song of our March-April recap today is just that, with Paint a Picture, again by Slayer.
I wish I could respond to you. This is all on me, baby, there ain't no fault to you. I see you as perfect, baby, there ain't no flaws to you. You see me here working, baby, trying to give it all to you. Yeah, trying to give it. Now I'm tripping, fuck you, think you didn't listen. Should've said it, why I tried to paint a picture. Yeah, trying to give it.
have a good night. Be in a better mood, it's gonna be alright. I see those signs, think it's finally time. I see your body on my body tonight.
Again, that was Paint a Picture by Slayer off of Bloodlux. Cool, cool song. I think a lot of people, including myself, see Slayer's closest inspiration in the underground, or at least just, yeah, in general, his closest inspiration being Uzi. And I think that song is like a very good example of like Slayer's Uzi influence. Like that song, not that it sounds dated, but like Uzi could have dropped that like five years ago, and like most people wouldn't have batted an eye. But because it's this new guy up and coming, I feel like a lot of people tend to hate, you know, call it burger music. But I don't know. Personally, I'm a big fan, and I'm excited to see how he does live, because I know he's going to be touring with Yeet pretty soon. And unfortunately, there's no shows here in the DMV, but I would love to go see Slayer live. I feel like rap concerts in general, like a lot of people say they're not really that fun anymore. But me personally, I love a good, like, not really mosh, because that's not the right word, but just a good lively concert with a lot of movement, definitely. Speaking of concerts, this next artist, Mieze Conte, is a Austrian electronic artist. But they were recently, they're actually going to be playing tonight at Union Stage, which is kind of crazy. I didn't even know this until I, like, looked up. Like, trying to see more stuff about Mieze Conte other than the fact they're from Austria and that they're an electronic artist. But yeah, they're playing tonight, which is kind of crazy. I didn't know. But yeah, I was just down at the Wharf last night for the Pink Panthers concert. Like, I'm literally wearing the shirt right now. But yeah, last night was kind of murder for a lot of artists. There was like four different amazing artists playing in the DMV area. Like, you had Pink Pantherist at the Anthem. You had Fake Mink at 9:30. You had Lucy Bedrock and Kuru at Songbird, and then you had Che at Nevermore in Baltimore. So it's like, if I didn't buy those Pink Panthers tickets like months and months ago, I would have been hard pressed trying to choose who I wanted to see. But anyways, back to the artist at hand. Mieze Conte, indie electronic artist from Austria. Really, really liked their latest album, Woof Woof Woof. This is not the title track, Woof Woof Woof. This track is called Wake Up.
I can't explain now.
again, that was Wake Up by Miete Conte, and I accidentally gave you all a little sneak peek at the next song there. But yes, the next artist we will be talking about is the one and only Nets Bend. I had the pleasure of seeing Nets Bend just a few days ago, last Wednesday, at the Fillmore in Silver Spring. And it had been like a year and a half almost to the day. Well, not really a year and a half, more like 17 months, but who's really counting? Since I had seen him on that, in that same venue, on the release date of BAFK. And so I got to see like in real time his progression as a performer, and to be quite honest with you, he didn't get worse, but he didn't get better, because I feel like his energy was definitely more there, but he kind of leaned back towards like the normal rap performance, at least of his genre of this generation, where he's not really doing much of the rapping. It's kind of just yelling, which, I mean, I personally don't mind, because, I mean, I'm not there to hear Nets Bend go bar for bar with his own songs. I'm there to have a good time, and I had a good time. So, but yeah, I just remember, like, when I saw him back in 2024, like, he was low-key, like, going bar for bar on his songs, which, respect. But yeah, this next song is the opener on Early Life Crisis, which is easily one of my favorite rap albums of the year. Big step up from BAFK, in my opinion. Yeah, and this is one of the standout tracks. It's the intro track to the album, and it was the intro track to his concert. And so a lot of you probably already know this one. It is You Ready by, again, Nets Bend.
I'm getting high and way on, way on, way on, way. Poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face, yeah. I go down my work, it's gonna run like blade. I ain't eating till I'm done, this is a Hunger Game. Poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face, poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face, poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face, poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face. Something, man. Please be till I go insane. It's cheeky of you to just wait. I know you're on the phone thinking about my face. My skin is looking good. Ain't done dressing like 7 days. Chest, so give me half of this. Half time, I ain't passing it. I'm so blasphemous. I'm so fucking blasphemous. Get your lies, shit. Just so I could rap about it. I'm down to try some shit. It might be sick if we do it. Together. So I'm getting high on way on way on way on way. Poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face, yeah. Eyes go down my work. It's gonna run like blade, yeah. I ain't eating till I'm done. This is a Hunger Game. Poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face, poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face, poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face, poke it out my shirt, yeah. Poke it out her face. Fluid, fluid. It's so hard for you to walk like this. Yeah, I'm mewing, mewing. But I ain't got no role models in. Yeah, role models. Kid. Jump the floor, it's lava. Yeah, need my juice, yeah. Jamba, jamba, jamba. Lean, lean, I need all of it. This shit isn't stalling quick. They falling, falling, man. Huh, get your feathers flipped, yeah. You a heavy kid. Pick up in that Chevy, yeah. Girl, are you ready? Huh, yeah, girl, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Again, that was Are You Ready by Nets Bend. And excuse me, I have Rice Krispies in my mouth. But yeah, absolute banger. Insane live. And I mean insane live. I think Nets Bend definitely got better. Yeah, like I said, energy-wise. Like this, like coming out to the song was nuts. Like, I don't think I had my feet planted for more than like a quarter of a second that whole night. It was crazy. But yeah. Next up, we have another rapper, a Stillbeat favorite, might be my most played artist on a Stillbeat. I'd love to do, oh, okay, wait, I just got an idea of like an a Stillbeat rapped for the, okay, We'll save that for another time. But yeah, this artist, another British rapper, again, kind of going back to my roots with Estilbe. I did apply to WMUC under the kind of idea that this would be an underground rap show. And I mean, it kind of is, but like I specifically did a UK underground rap show. And this guy was heavily featured on my sample playlist, and at the time, he wasn't really that well known. And I've kind of seen him skyrocket with all the music videos. And as somebody who I've like had personal conversations with, and I feel I bring this up every single time I play Jim Legacy, but I can just feel the passion for music that this guy has, and I'm so happy to see him reach the heights that he's reached. And I'm really excited to see him live for the first time this summer. So, yeah, and this is his first single since Black British Music. This one's called I Don't Know, I Don't Know, or it's just spelled IDK, IDK, but I'm not going to say IDK, IDK. So, yeah, that's I Don't Know, I Don't Know by Jim Legacy.
I've been living on the floors, I know. Fighting with my thoughts, I know. I've been trying to find a cure, I know. I got tobacco in my drawer, I know. But I don't know if I give them everything and then they'll love me. I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, I told them, I don't know, I don't know. I was living on the floors, didn't stop, ayy. 29 seconds on my block and the feds pull up on us all night. Friends told me if I made money, I'll die. Nearly 2 years since I lost, you wanna cry. But I don't know if I give him everything and then don't love me. I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, I told him, I don't know, I don't know. I was living on the floors, didn't stop, ayy. But so it goes, 22 ages in deposit, gone strong. Trying to make a killing, they ain't give me dividends. I was on the early ages, I was losing all my friends. I was, but I don't know. Scheming with the veggies in my pocket, I don't know. If I die a legend, hope they lay me with my friends. I was trying to talk to labels, they would tell me just a trend. I was, yeah. I've been living with my flaws, I know. Fighting with my thoughts, I know. I've been trying to find a cure, I know. On the floors, didn't stop, ayy. 29 seconds on my block and the feds pull up on us, got a lie. Friends told me if I made money, I'll die. Nearly 2 years since I lost, you wanna cry. But I don't know if I give them everything and they don't love me. I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, I told them, I don't know, I don't know. I was living on the floors, didn't stop, ayy. I don't know, I don't know, yeah, I told them.
Again, that was I Don't Know, I Don't Know by Jim Legacy. Just a banger, man. Like, I swear he's allergic to making bad beats, bad songs. Yeah, did I mention he is self-produced? Insane. I feel like we take for granted the amount of self-produced artists there are right now. Like, Slayer's mostly self-produced. Jim Legacy's mostly self-produced. Our next artist, Underscores, is self-produced. And I feel like that's just another level of talent. Because it's one thing to be able to write a song and lyrics and a melody over a beat. It's another thing to be able to make that beat, right? But it's a completely different level of thing to be able to do both of those at the same time. Because not only does it like showcase immense talent on two ends of music creation, but it also kind of showcases fluidity and the ability for you to combine things, which I mean is insane. And this song is a great example of that, like, production prowess from Underscores, because as far as I can think of off the top of my head, there's only her vocals on the song. There's no like drums or anything, and she just uses her vocals in like a loop to create the instrumental for the song. And I mean, everyone probably knows the song I'm referencing now, but more about Underscores. Been around for a long time in like the digicore space of like SoundCloud for like, you know, the better half of a decade now. I mean, I started listening to her in like 2021 when We Never Got Strawberry Cake dropped. Love that EP. But yeah, she's grown so much. She went from that to like indie rock inspired to like back around to electronic with You, this latest album. But now kind of less about like the digicore space and more on like a dance pop EDM vibe, which obviously the people are loving right now. And I mean, yeah, I can't believe that Underscores has gotten to the point that she has now, but I'm very proud as a former Filipino, or as a fellow, not former, fellow Filipino. Holy Freudian slip. But yeah, this album is incredible. As of right now, You is probably my album of the year, which is kind of crazy to think about because when it first came out, it low-key was my least favorite Underscores album. But I feel like every time an Underscores album comes out, I think it's my least favorite. And then I actually listen to it, I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing. And it's been like that for You as well. And it was very hard for me to pick a song to play today. But I did end up choosing The Piece because, like I talked about earlier, I think it showcases her production prowess like no other. So again, here on WMEC Digital College Park, we have The Piece by Underscores. Again, that was The Piece by Underscores. Truly, truly one of the best songs to come out this year. Off of, in my opinion, the best album to come out of this year. And speaking of some of the best electronic albums to come out this year, Tiffany Day kind of burst onto the scene earlier this year with her single run into her album Halo. Tiffany Day actually performed here at UMD last year at CSA's Lunar something event. Lunar Banquet, I believe. But obviously I wasn't here yet at the time because I'm a freshman. But if I was there, I mean, I actually probably don't even know what I would have said, because her sound has kind of not really a complete 180, because there's definitely still hints of like this kind of sound in her old indie pop music, but I could have never imagined her leaning into it how she does now. Yeah, Halo is one of the most fun albums of the year, and honestly, I don't get the hate. You are just in general, you won't really get the hate on Tiffany Day until you follow her on Twitter or Instagram and you see the kind of stuff she says, which I kind of get, like, being someone who was so down in the dumps in terms of like their music career and then having a sudden resurgence is probably like best case scenario, because you know, it makes you an underdog. You know, look at someone like Chapel Roan, look at someone like, who else comes to mind right now? I mean, I guess you could say Ed Sheeran, but like not really, because he started anyways, but you get what I mean, like that blueprint, it just makes for a good story and people are compelled by that sort of thing. And I mean, I would understand the hate if her music was like trash, but it's like good, so it's okay. I forgive her. So here's one of my favorite songs off of a Halo. We have No Luck by Tiffany Day. Again, that was No Luck by Tiffany Day off of her album Halo. And to kind of wrap up the electronic fun section of our show today, because there's a lot of good electronic music, especially, yeah, late March, early April. Some bangers were coming out, and Trinket by Subi Club is no exception. Subi Club standing for something I can't say because the FCC will get on me. but you can look it up, what Subi Club is short for. But yeah, they're an artist that was, again, prevalent in that like digicore space in the early 2020s. Really notable with his work with Aries, which I'm sure if you're a fan of this kind of music, you're very familiar with Aries. But they kind of disappeared, not necessarily disappeared, but they released... I believe it's called Burbank House, yeah, which is like a really storytelling driven song, and then he just disappeared, and then he came back like 3 years later with Laced Up, which continued kind of the Burbank House continuity, and then he disappeared again, and then he came back with this album Trinket, which I believe is their first or their second solo album. And I really enjoyed it. I like a lot of the sample work is pretty amazing. This song specifically has a Midori sample, which if you don't know Midori, they're like a noise, they're like a hardcore rock band from Japan with a really dope vocalist. And I think all of you guys should go check out Midori right now. maybe after the show, not right now. But yeah, this song is super dope. I really love his usage of samples. And just in general, like this is just happy Indietronica, like, what's there not to love? So our next song is Burn Material by Subi Club.
Fuck.
Sorry about that little technical difficulties. But yes, that was Burn Material by Subi Club. And you've already heard 2 minutes of, like, 2 seconds of it. So yes, our next artist is in fact Kuru. We're back in that rap space. And even though, like, this might set, this show might be a little unorganized in terms of sequencing, at least not to the way I usually like it, it's because I have these in chronological order, so you can sue me. Yeah, Kuru, again, one of the many artists that was here last night in DC, or at least the DMV area. He opened for Lucy, even though I feel like he makes it that show his own just as much. Like, it feels like a co-headlining thing. But yeah, Kuru, obviously hometown hero. He's from MoCo. Been playing him a lot more recently. And yeah, this new album, probably his best in my opinion. Maybe not the highest highs. I still think Rewired has the highest highs. But, because, you know, he hasn't made a song as good as Halcyon or the song with Mitsu since. But it's okay, because this album was super consistent in its sound. And this song was one of my favorites in general. You know, Tung Tung Bar or not, I thought the song was dope. So, again, off of Backstage Hologram by Kuru, we have You Would Never Do It.
CMS. You can tell me when it started, I would never do it. I can tell him about it gone, but he would never do it. I ain't music for the boys and the girls too. You can get around me, cause I'm reserved, boo. I don't got a home, got nowhere to return to. About a hit or a town to like Subi. What is he, square pants and I Subi? About to take a one-way trip, make a movie. You can throw that tape out, cause I dookie. I won't take a dish, try like TikTok Lucy. Try to cop a new crib with jacuzzi. My beast is like a Philly like Uzi. Don't check, I'm Sabina on Suzy. Set up AI, suit pants, I'm moody. You and my son too bad, I get aborted. Where if I go in, I'm trying to find me a mortgage. I like 2 bites, please for my organs. TMS up, we can never find a shortage. You don't end up in a bag, I was pouring it. Kid a walk and my tummy was absorbing it. That's a fast shit, no one else supporting it. To the L, to the shit that I'm performing it. I don't know that bitch, why that names are. Take it away, disappear, just like it's a ranger. My bro probably tense on the pain side. Tell him we the odd eyes out, no K-pop. In New York, hit him, do you want to change star? My little bro fuck with tongue, some brain rot. I don't get it, but I guess I let him rap though. Can't go to the club, use a bottle. In a bag of the club with a bottle. I can't drink a bottle, cause I used to model. I pop me a Zen, then I hit my little water. My bro in the bench, I ain't go full throttle. We wired my brain, but I'm about to remodel. On TMS games, so we strikes like a model. Too old for the Discord, I feel like a fox. I know they feel me when I go and walk through. You can watch me, I got a promise that no. You ain't selling that bullshit, that same shit. My big bros will be chillin', be patient. I can write me a song, it's the same shit. I just punch in whatever I feel like. I can cancel that tape like an 86. I can set in my key, go 86. I can set in and walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through, walk through. Do my best and I'm getting real petty. I get in my feelings, make money, then hunt too. For my shit, I don't need me a mini. I'll do this shit 10 hills, just go to time you. I don't really give a fuck if I mind you. I don't really give a fuck if I mind you. Hold up. CMS. You can tell me when it start, I would never do it. I can tell him about it gone, but he would never do it. I ain't music for the boys and the girls too. You can get around me cause I'm reserved, boo. I don't got a home, got nowhere to return to. About to hit a town to like Subi. What is he, square pants and I Subi. About to take a one-way trip, make a movie. You can throw that tape out cause I dookie. I won't take a dish from like TikTok Lucy. Tryna cop a new crib with jacuzzi. My big sis like a Philly like Uzi. Dolce or Sabina on Suzy. Set up AI, suit pants on money.
Again, that was You Would Never Do It by Kuru. Just a banger. I don't know who produced this song. It might be Kuru's self-prod. I know he does self-prod, but I don't know. Let me check on that, actually, because I am curious. But yeah, while I check on that, this next song is the only K-pop song that I have today. Even though, like, it's kind of, she's kind of reached beyond the scope of K-pop now. With her collaborations with people like Pink Panthers, like Underscores. Eve has definitely, like, cemented herself as just an amazing electronic artist beyond, like, the K-pop sphere. Like, there's people I know who do not listen to K-pop but love what Eve has been putting out the last couple years since the start of her solo career. And I can't blame them. Like, I honestly think she's the best thing coming out of that industry right now. I think it has a lot to do with how much creative control she has over her own music, especially with this last EP, Nail, which I believe is, like, has her writing credits and stuff all over it. Also, yes, You Would Never Do It is Kuru self-prod, which that's kind of crazy. But yeah, so this next song, again, by Eve, off of her newest EP, Nail. It is the title track, Nail, featuring Lolo Zouai, which I believe is a French artist. But yeah, here we go. Again, that was Nail by Eve and Lolo Zouai. Mega uber banger. I mean, if you guys don't listen to Eve, you should definitely check her out. Like, don't be afraid of the fact that she's K-pop or whatever. Like, Loop is a banger. Nail is a banger. They just played it, obviously. Soap featuring Pink Panthers is a banger. Yeah, she just has so many bangers. Next artist is actually somebody I found because of someone I've already played. And that is Catmoji. See, Catmoji was featured on the Kuru album on one of the best songs on there. And, like, it was, like, a dance song. I was like, yo, this is sick. I believe it's called, like, Glue. But, yeah, that song is really good. And I was like, you know what? This Catmoji girl, like, she got it. So I decided to check out some of her stuff. I wanted to see if she had anything coming out this year. And she had actually just released an EP right at the end of March called Card Games, which is a collab EP with Ivy, who I'm not familiar with, to be completely honest with you, and Cranes, who I'm very familiar with. It seems Ivy does some work with Swords too, and I'm not really a big fan of Swords too, but hey, I know Cranes, you know, 1C, great producer, very diverse, and that makes sense considering the sound of this album. It's very, it's bubbly, it's very, very of the time. But not in, like, a trendy, like, cringe way, but in a very, it feels very authentic to Catmoji. And I can't wait to dive deeper into her discography, because honestly, I still don't know much yet. I'll probably listen to Into the Tall Grass sometime soon. And she just dropped another single, Unlucky Clover. But, yeah, she's just a really dope, like, art. If you're into, like, this kind of sound that's been really popular lately, like the Zayok, Where's Reef, like, super produced, but still, like, the influence of like indie music is still very much there. I'd say go check it out. And yeah, I'll be playing a little song, my favorite song off that EP, Bridge by, again, Catmoji, Ivy, and Cranes. Again, that was Bridge by Catmoji, Ivy, and Cranes. Super, super, super dope song. Go check out Catmoji if you haven't yet. And even though it's 3:47 p.m., this next song is going to be our last song of today's show, a.k.a. the last song of Estilbe Season 2, a.k.a. the last song of Estilbe on digital ever, a.k.a. the last song on Estilbe ever. Am I going to do a name change when I move to FM? I'm actually not sure. I was thinking about it. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But Estilbe is a brand that dates even before WMUC. As many of you know, it was my music account in high school. So I feel like I'd be doing it a disservice to rename, but I was definitely thinking about it. For me to rename, though, it would have to be a really good name. But yeah, the reason I'm stopping so early is because, one, I want to say a few things, and two, this last song is like 6 minutes long. So, it's been 14 episodes this semester, and I believe we got to around 5 episodes last semester, or 4. So that's been 18 episodes that you guys have stuck with here with me every Monday from 3 to 4. And I just want to say thank you from everyone to, like, people who just tuned in for, like, one song and was like, oh, this sucks, and then never tuned in again. To my recurring listeners who come out every single Monday, whether you're in College Park, whether you're in Blacksburg, whether you're in Nova, I just want to say thank you to all of you for giving me this opportunity to express my own creativity and just to be able to have a space where I can kind of show off what it is I'm up to and who I am, because ultimately, that's a big part of what a lot of this music stuff means to me, is it's representative of who I am as a person, artistically, creatively. I hope that shines through the curation that I have for my playlists, through the graphics I post on Instagram, through all the promotion. I just want to say thank you so much. This is going to be the last song that we have on Estilbe. At least, at the very least, on digital. I don't know about ever, but on digital at least. So this next song is from a Chicago rock band that just recently dropped their second album called Something Worth Waiting For, and this is the title track. And I came across this artist when their first album came out. I'm forgetting what the album was called, but it had like the red cover, and it was really dope. But I kind of didn't hear much about them until I met a friend at Lollapalooza who was really into them and had been to like dozens of their shows, and he told me, oh, be excited for their album that's coming out soon. And I was, and I listened to it, and it was great. So, yeah. I've said the soppy stuff, all the sad stuff aside, all the freako stuff aside, our last song on Estilbe this semester here on WMC Digital College Park is something worth waiting for. So this has been Rafael Regalado for Stillbe, again for WMC Digital College Park, and I hope that Stillbe will be something worth waiting for you next semester. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you all in September.
Oh. grateful.